USB.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Quarters high in the mountains of North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. Uh-huh, yes, indeed. We have a lot of things to do this morning. It's 6 minutes after the hour. We'll be here for 2 hours exclusively talking about the outdoors, and something else may slide in there, but we'll take a look. So welcome to the program, everyone. If you'd like to join us, we are, first of all, to tell you that we're at WSB Radio, covering 38 states every Saturday morning, live, 750 on your dial, or 95.5 on the FM side. And then the SB, the sports broadcast, SB Nation, nationwide from California and Seattle and throughout Texas, the Midwest, all the way in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and on WEEI in the great northeast portion of the country, all the way to the tip of Maine. So join us all the way to Lake Okeechobee. This is O'Neill Outside on Saturday mornings, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country. You can join us at 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750 throughout Georgia, and then nationally and worldwide at 800-972-8255. That's 800-972-8255. We have the list of questions from the Southern Grind guest book. We'll tell you all about that, and we'll review those questions. We'll give away a Southern Grind knife. We'll have the Medal of Honor tribute, the radio prize package, and, of course, your calls. Woman Williams will join us about the 5 o'clock hour. So we've got a full schedule, and I hope you'll take time to join us this morning. Springtime fishing has already begun. Yes, indeed. That little scrappy crappie has already started to bite. Largemouth are just around the corner. Saltwater guys bite year-round. They're pelagic. You just have to go travel around and find them. But we have a lot of good expert callers, guides, and we would love to entertain your questions, indeed. So if you joined us just now, then why not stick around for a couple of hours? Maybe we'll learn something about the ideas and find out the benefits of it. This is O'Neill. First break coming up, and we'll be back. Welcome back. Before we get to the Southern Grind guest book and those questions and that interaction, here's some glorifying self-promotion. O'Neill's book. It's called People and Places in the Outdoors. 65 years in the outdoors. Pieces, people and places along the way. It's still available. It's selling very well. And if you would like to have a copy, then visit O'NeillOutside.com, and right there on the home page, you can order the book and via the website, and I will sign it and personalize and sign that book for you. You can order it right there. It's worthwhile. It's been described by so many people. It's just like a conversation with O'Neill. This is not the great American novel, by no means. Secondly, too, self-promotion-wise, at O'NeillOutside.com, check out our new lineup of Real lubes and gun oils, muzzle loader cleaners, and so on. Now, I'll tell you how I came up with this. Well, I'm no scientist. Somebody approached me and said, we have some oils and lubes that are green energy. They're biofuels. And this is why it's better for your reels. This is why it's better for your gun. This is why it's more effective for your muzzleloader. And, man, I bought into it. So check out O'Neill's Real Lubes and Oils, and you can find out on Facebook and, of course, at the website. Now then, too, we'll lead into this at O'NeillOutside.com. And you wonder why, if you're on Facebook right now and watching the program at O'NeillOutside.com, you'll see me look to the right often, and the engineer will tell me and remind me if I have a call here. This is a call screener sheet, and I have to look to the right to see if there's a call there. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750-800, 972-8255. Corey is there engineering. He does an outstanding job. He's like the poor, pitiful ones of us that has a job in the middle of the night. There's some things to be said for that, but we'll handle that another time. Now, at O'NeillOutside.com, right there on the homepage, too, you will see this Southern Grind guest book. Now, if you leave a question there, make a comment, an observation that we use on the television show, O'Neill Outside, at Fox Networks and Pursuit Channel and Amazon Prime and good grief, everywhere, then you will see if you leave a question or comment there, if I use your question or comment designated as a winner on the radio show, and we're going to get to that, then we'll send you a knife. And also, that's once a week. On the radio television show, that is, we have the Southern Grind guest book. If we use your question, your observation, your comment on the television show, we'll also send you a knife. How about that? So, Southern Grind knives, you know, our entertainer, Zach Brown, and I'm getting to really be a fan because he tells a fabulous story in his songs. Anyway, we give away lots of knives. They're made in the USA, and the money goes to veterans and children's groups. Zach Brown is generous. He has a place in the summertime for children, I think to about 12 years old, and it's called Southern Ground. And they learn about the outdoors, and it's a summer camp, and they get to enjoy summertime in a structured environment, and they learn so much. But anyway, so on the radio portion of the Southern Grind guest book, let's get to that, and we'll designate a winner. And you can leave your questions there at the guest book, and we will use them on the radio show. It's 16 after the hour right now coming up. We don't have a break for a few minutes. Here's a question from Andrew Fontenot. And you can tell by his name, he's from Louisiana. He said, I started watching your show one day, and I've never stopped. Watching the show, I've picked up so many tricks and tips on making the fishing experience incredible. I have so many questions, but I will ask only one. In the summertime, down here in Louisiana, it gets really hot. What time of the day is the best to go fishing? Early and late, okay, but the temperature is not the determining factor there. The determining factor, of course, is the water clarity, but the position of the sun. If the sun is high overhead, the fish will often hunker down and get so far back up into the weeds and so back far into the grass, you just can't reach them with a bait. If the sun is at a low angle in the morning and afternoon, they will likely be more adventuresome and be out at the edge of the grass and make themselves available. If you can figure out a bait, like a weedless jig or a live bait, to get back up into the grass and back up into the lily pads, they'll bite there all day, but that's where they live. You have to fish. You have to make your cast where the fish live. Interesting, isn't it? You can catch them even when it's early and late or hot or cool, but the temperature doesn't change that much from early morning to noon. It's the direction of the sunlight. How about that? Here's something from Jerry Renicky. He's from Flora, Indiana. He said he just stumbled onto the television show. He loves it. Even more, this is a nice statement. This is where you get to be a part of the program. Even more than the quality of the show, though, I love the character of your sponsors. I'm always happy to buy from people who support veterans, children's charities, and the veterans. Your sponsors, including the Zach Brown Southern Grind knife, all seem to display these qualities. and keep up the good work. It's 19 after the hour. That was from Jerry in Flora, Indiana. Here's one I can get to. Gary Tolley in Durham, North Carolina. I hunt white-tailed deer in the southeast and never shoot over 75 yards, so I only use 100 grains of black powder, and it has been a great load for me. How do you make the decision on when to use 150 grains of powder? I only go to 150 when it's a big animal or a heavy animal, or I'm going to have to shoot farther. Otherwise, that maximum load, that 150 grains of powder for your muzzle loader, it is just as accurate, but it's more punishing. I'll stick to 100 grains like you. So I'll use 100 grains of powder. Say if I'm shooting hogs, close-range hogs, close-range white-tailed deer, close-range whatever it is, I'll only use 100 grains, and I think that's the best choice. Okay, that's the Southern Grind question. It's 20, almost 21 after the hour. When we return, we'll have some more questions, and we'll get to some more self-promotion, and hopefully your calls, and I've got some corrections to make over here. So at 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area at 800-972-8255. If you'd like to call the show and participate, I've got time to tell you this. You'll see, if those of you on Facebook, you'll see I've got a new desk in front of me here. So it raises my the papers that I can get to them all the better. All this is a specially measured 3/4 inch piece of plywood that I covered with a black cloth. I can't spend any money to do this. It's almost 22 after the hour. We'll go to a break now. Telephone numbers again, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. We'll be back. I've been looking for some. Okay, it's 25 after the hour. We've got a couple of more questions on the Southern Grind guest book. Then we'll have the radio prize package. I'm always giving something away. Isn't that nice? I don't buy these things. These sponsors offer them, give them to us graciously. And so I figure we pass these things along. So let's see, one more question here, and then I'll get to the winner. We also give away a Southern Grind knife weekly on the radio program, but that's only once on television, once on radio per week. But we entertain your questions. Dave Turner from Canton, Georgia, he says, with spring just around the corner, what supplements would you recommend putting out to maximize antler growth for the next fall season? Supplements, you know, those questions can be answered. What you should do, Dave, is telephone the Whitetail Institute. They're in a little town over in Alabama called Pentlala, Alabama. And a real-life person will answer the phone. He'll ask you where you live, what the soil test turned out, how many deer you have on the property, you know, all of those things. And he will give you the correct food plot source. So in putting out supplements, which is fine, if you'll have a food plot that works year-round, it replenishes itself. Supplements, the deer come in, the raccoons, the possums, and they eat it up and it's gone. The food plot continues to regenerate. Okay, here is the question of the week for the Southern Grind guest book for the radio prize, and we'll be sending Mike Griggs a Southern Grind spider monkey, I believe, or a bad monkey knife. Now these are not knives that you can buy for $5.95 that it doesn't matter whether you lose them or not and they won't work and they won't stay sharp. Nope. These are Southern Grind knives. They're very expensive and they last you a lifetime. These are the knives that you will to your children. All right, Mike Griggs from Sparta, Tennessee, and his question is a purposeful one. What is the best blade to use on your spinnerbait for spring fishing? A Colorado, a Willow, and he says he enjoys the show. Colorado blade or Willow blade. In the springtime, if the water is stained, which it very well may be, I will use a Colorado. It makes more noise as it spins. Traditionally, however, I will use a Willow blade. I don't use normally a huge spinnerbait. And I believe that in the weedy springtime, when the water's weedy, the Colorado blade will make its way through the grass, through the moss, and through the stick-ups and stumps better than a Colorado blade. So I will reduce the size, and let's face it, in a given hour, if you can make, because of not getting hung up, if you can make two extra casts an hour, five extra casts an hour, those five might get you an extra bite. So that's the winner, and his name was Mike Griggs from Sparta, Tennessee. And we'll be in touch with Mike, and we'll send him a Southern Grind knife. What do you think of that? Okay, now it's time. Okay, we've got a caller right here. Let me update this. I've got to make this software work better, Corey. Before I ask that question, I'll go to... I don't have it up here. There we go. Maybe... No. Oh, yeah, there we go. It's a question from Steve in Cartersville, Georgia. Just up the way there from where we live here. Amicalola. So, Steve, you're on the radio. Hey. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How can I help you, if at all?
Well, I was listening to you last week, and my hunting hut, you said something about really shouldn't use propane stoves in it.
Yes.
What should I use? I don't want to let my grandson get cold out there with me.
Yeah, it can get cold, you know, deer hunting, yes, it can. And your question was whether I referred to about whether you can use a propane stove in the deer stand?
Yeah, I talked to the Pennington over there. They said what I've been doing, putting white clover and regular clover together. That's the best thing for my food plot out there that I have.
Oh, good. So you gave Whitetail a call.
Yeah.
Oh, good. The response was good, I presume.
Oh, yeah. They just basically told me to reseed again for, it'll do for another 5 years.
That's right. Boy, those are quality seeds. And if you put them in right and follow their direction, it'll last a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been 5 years since I've seen it, and I'm reseeding it again this year.
But
I was kind of curious what you would think to use in my... It's a wood metal or wood hut that I have built, but it's enclosed good. But I have a radiant heat propane heater that I use in it. You said that propane's not good to use them. Well, what else would be good?
Well, you know, if you can mask that smell, I'm of the type for deer hunting. I will do everything that I possibly can to reduce whatever scent that I carry into the woods for a deer hunt. If you don't have to use propane and you can use hand warmers or you can mask that smell, then all the better. But you know something, even good scents sometimes is detrimental to a deer hunt. No scent is the best approach. So has it, well, using what you're doing, has it worked for you? Are you having a successful deer season each year, and are you seeing a lot of whitetail?
Oh, yeah. I'm averaging, well, somewhere between 8 and 9 a year.
Well, but just good.
My hut is about 12 foot off the ground that I built.
Uh-huh. And, good.
It keeps, I figure, you know, running the propane with that height, it's pretty well going to keep the scent off my.
Well, it certainly helps. It certainly helps. But whatever it is that you're doing that's making it successful, stick with it. I wouldn't use a propane. I would use body warmers and hand warmers and things like that, things without any scent. But listen, hey, I appreciate you calling the Whitetail Institute and the fact that that was purposeful and it was a benefit to you.
Yep. Right,
thanks
for... Thank you. I'm just kind of curious what else I can use besides propane, but... You know, grandson, you know, when I take them out there to hunt with me, I like to be able to at least see something. Sometimes we go out there and we never even shoot anything. Watch turkeys a lot, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to drop the call now, but you continue to listen, because after we do the radio prize package question, I tell you what I'm going to do. And when I do the radio prize package question, I am going to talk about the perfect way for you to reduce the scent. Okay, it's 34 after the hour. We've got time to ask this question. First of all, the rules for the radio prize package are: you have to be 18 years old and not have won a prize package before. The prize package consists of a $10 Bojangles gift card. I love those biscuits. Whitetail Institute DVD about planting food plots for whitetails. A Swaggerty's Farm coupon for Swaggerty sausage, DNR Riggs magazine, a keychain, a game check wallet keeper, Realtree hat and decal combo, an Angler magazine, 2 cans of Fisher's Choice baits, 2 packs of Bug Band wipes, a Thunder Chicken casting float from Mark Noble, a Thoroughgood hat, a pair of a wigwam socks, and a True Turn hat also. And here is the question. Ready? Okay, here's the question, and you guys that are already on the line, I'll get to you, but you're not involved in the question. Here's the question. On the Southern Grind guest book, the television question, we give away a certain brand, pardon me, a certain model of Southern Grind knife exclusively on the television show. What is the model? You have to tell me specifically, what is the model of the Southern Grind knife that we give away on the television show? Ooh. So you can find that out. You probably know it already. We've got a lot of calls right now. I'll delay that because we want to get to the break in just a moment. But this is O'Neill outside, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. It's 36 after the hour, and we have calls. We've got Milton Crabapple coming up right after this break, and then we'll handle the radio prize package, which is always a treat. We always like to give stuff away. It's almost 37 after. Are you joining us on Facebook? We are at O'Neill Outside on Facebook. And I'll give you the lineup later, but this show, this radio, televised radio show, airs also on many different television networks, and we'll be back.
Speed.
Let me tell you how this works from time to time. My little studio, or ours, Gail and I, we have a little studio in the basement of a cabin in North Georgia. We call it the Lean-To, and we also name it Three Falls Cabin. And it's got a couple of little waterfalls on that side of the cabin and a little waterfall over there, so it's called Three Falls. And this program goes to WSB Radio in Atlanta over some very expensive internet lines. And then it goes from there to Peachtree City, Georgia, where Karen and Brian Green manage it, time it, and send it on to, for want of a better term that they do, they send it down to Houston, Texas. And in Houston, Texas, then it goes from there to the SB Nation worldwide. Thought you might be interested in that. All right, I tell you what, let's do. Before we get to the balance of the radio prize package question, let's talk to our friend Milton Crabapple. Good morning, Milton.
O'Neill.
Yes, sir.
Milton Crabapple.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Before, you know, I know that I'm supposed to not ask questions that I don't already know the answer, but if you don't mind or else I'll forget, have you had an opportunity yet to order any of O'Neill's real lubes and gun oils, and have you tried them?
No, but I usually use Dude's Number One.
Oh, I knew
you know that's good. Not only is it is a game scent, but it's good to lube up stuff too.
Yeah, I bet it is.
But I'd like to try some.
Well, I'll get you a bottle, okay? I'll get you three or four bottles of that. I want you to use O'Neill's real lubes and gun oils. People order them on the internet, you know. And so,
well, that sounds good to me. I'd like to give it a try.
Okay. Well, you don't use the internet much, I guess, do you, Milton? Or
well,
do
I use it a good bit. I just don't tell nobody.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You know, I got a website, MiltonCrabApple.com.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The DVDs and all that. Yeah,
you can go download all my. As a matter of fact, right now you can download everything I got. I think it's nine. Either CDs or DVDs, nine of them, I think.
Uh-huh.
Get them all for less than half price, I think.
Oh, good.
You know, you was talking about these Southern grind knives.
Yes.
And they're supposed to be good knives.
Oh, yes, they are.
But, you know, you may not know it. My great-uncle, he was a famous knife maker.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
What was his name?
His name was Barlow Crabapple.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. You might have heard of him.
You've got some famous people in your family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. Now, O'Neill, I'd like to change the subject, but what do you think about that announcement by the Washington Redskins?
What was that? I don't know.
You didn't hear it?
No.
Well, they announced they're going to change the name of the team, finally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They said, you know, due to the current political climate in the country and all, and continued pressure from the Native American community and all that stuff, they decided they're going to change the name, so they said starting September the 1st this year, they'll no longer be the Washington Redskins.
Well,
they're just going to be called the Redskins. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think it's a good move, myself.
I follow that 100%. I'm for that. Just
yes,
call
sir.
Them the Redskins. Redskins has got a great deal more heritage and honor than Washington does.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you ain't been crappie fishing, have you, yet this
No,
year?
I have not. I have not. I'm going to go next week.
Well, they're supposed to be starting to bite now pretty good.
Oh, yes.
But I got a tip for you now. I've probably shared this with you before, but lots of folks know about it, but some don't.
Okay.
But now, if you'll take a balloon with you, and the first crappie you catch, if you'll tie along, if you'll leave about 10 foot of line attached to him and blow that balloon up and tie it on there and throw him back in the water, he'll lead you back to that school.
Yes, he will.
They call that a Judas fish.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call it, because he betrays the rest of them.
Yes, he does. People do that in salt water, too, so I think that's illegal in salt water, but fresh water, I think it's probably legal.
Well, it may be. You know, I've done that before, and it works pretty good.
Well, good. That's a good tip, Milton.
Always like to leave a tip when I can.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a great call you made this morning. Yes, indeed.
I got one more tip for you, too.
All right, go.
You know, here in Georgia, there ain't but 5 days left in squirrel season. And them squirrels are big and fat now, and it's a good time to go get a few of them.
And
squirrel
there's
dumplings.
There's lots of them, too.
Rest of you, but they're all big and they're all tough, so if you get one, if you want to cook them, if you ain't never tried one, you need to parboil them until he gets tender, and then you can make your dumplings, or you can batter him up and fry him like chicken, but he's going to be a big old mature tough squirrel this time of year. It's going to taste real good, but you got to tender him up just a little bit.
What's probably the limit on squirrels? 12?
I believe it's. Well, it may be 10. Okay. 12, I don't know. I think it's 10, maybe.
It'll vary by state, of course, but there's plenty of them.
There's plenty of them, yes, sir. Now, if you got a good squirrel dog, like a tree and feist or something, you can go out and kill a bunch of them.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, they can.
But you better take a shotgun, though, because every one of them you shoot at is going to be running through the trees 90 miles an hour.
Oh, boy. Hey, that's a good tip and a great call, Milton. I sure appreciate it.
Stop by the grill. Much obliged.
You bet. I'll see you soon, my good friend. There we go. And let me do this right if I can. And there goes Milton. Okay. All right. It's 46 after the hour. Where was I? All right. We do have a winner yet, Corey. Yes, we do. Let's talk now. Okay. Brian. Okay. Let's talk to Brian. Good morning, Brian. This is O'Neill. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Good. And you're calling about the radio prize package. And what is the answer to my question, which was, what is the model of a Southern grind knife that we give away on the television show?
That would be the Jackal Black and Tan.
You bet. And we will have one on the way to you, and it'll last you ever. Have you ever had or used a Southern grind knife?
No, sir, I have not.
Be careful. This thing is sharp, and it will remain sharp the rest of your life. It is a fabulous fixed-blade knife.
Well, thank you very much.
You're gonna welcome it. We got your information to send it to you?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Hey, thanks for participating in the program. I appreciate it.
Thanks for all you do, O'Neill.
You bet. I appreciate the compliment. And it worked out for you to be listening this morning, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
You bet. See you soon, my good friend. There you go. Well, that was good, wasn't it? A guy's got a Southern grind knife. Let's see who's come up next, who's been on the line the longest. I think it's probably David. And let's go to David right now and put David on the air on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, David.
Good morning, O'Neill. It's been a long time since I've been able to call, but I just wanted to know about, I understand there's going to be a hog hunt in the WMA land in North Georgia.
Yes.
And I didn't know anything, if you had any recommendations on a WMA land in North Georgia that I could go hunting.
No, I don't, but I can tell you that you can certainly get that information if you can go to the Georgia Department of Natural Resources website.
Okay.
And you're right. I gotta tell you, David, are you a seasoned hog hunter?
Well, I'm from Florida, so we did a lot of hog hunting there, but we caught them.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't hunt them. We actually caught them.
Well, yeah, if you want to rid your property of hogs, you have to trap them.
Yes, sir.
But they are a terrific animal for sport hunting. Quite frankly, and I don't know, you may agree with me, I'd rather hunt hogs than deer.
Yeah, and I do too. I'm mainly a turkey hunter, but I figured it's this time of year before turkey, I could get me a hog.
Oh yeah, you know I like it because you can hear them coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're squealing and fighting and talking to each other, and when you shoot one, it's a lot more edible than a deer is.
I tell you, we really enjoy them anyways. We barbecue them and been doing it all our lives. So.
Oh, good for you.
Absolutely. Well, it's been nice talking to you. And Caitlin, Elizabeth, say hi, too. And you and when Gail wakes up or gets down there, say hello for us, for her.
It's always good to hear your voice. And my best wishes to your family, David.
Yeah, thank you very much, O'Neill.
You bet. See you later, pal. Oh, boy, that was a good call. That's David. He's a friend. He listens to, he listens to the show, and I've got something going on here. There we go. We got that taken care of. It's 50 after the hour, 10 to the top of the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. Now let's chat. I think we can get to it quickly, and this is Ken, and Ken is calling from a little town called Hogansville, Georgia. Good morning, Ken. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, O'Neill. The guy that was trying to hunt heat the hunting blind.
Yes.
Propane wasn't a good idea. What about a small wood-burning stove? According to Milton Grabapple, the deers don't recognize the wood-burn smoke.
That's exactly right, and that's a way which I'm sure you remember that Milton taught us. Before you go into the woods, especially if you've been at camp, you need to stand in the smoke from the fire, right?
Right, right, exactly. So could he heat his hunting blind with a small wood-burning stove? It'd be a little more work, maybe, getting the wood up to it, but, you know, it'd be heat.
That would work. I would recommend that if you can do it safely. That is right. That's right. That's a good idea. But, you know, Milton was probably born too late. He should have been born in 1800 instead of 1940 or 1950. He's an old-time hunter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you learn a lot from old-timers.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that call. That's a good idea.
All right. Well, have a great day.
You bet, too. How was your deer season this year?
I had health issues and didn't hunt any. Different things going on health-wise, so I didn't even try to get into the woods this year.
I got you. Okay. Trying
to heal up for fishing season right now.
That's right. Well, crappy fishing, the crappy's already started. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you can. And area lakes all over the South, you can catch them by the hundreds right now. They are starting to bite big time.
Yes, sir. They sure are.
You bet. Glad you called, my good friend.
All right. Have a good day now.
You too. I'll see you soon. There we are. Don't have time for another call. So, Don, please hold on. I'll get to you when we come back. It's 53 after the hour. This is O'Neill, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Be sure, I've got time, self-promotion. Visit O'NeillOutside.com. You can order our real lubes and oils made from green energy. You owe yourself to give this a try for your guns and your reels. On the reels, that green energy lube will displace the water, the salt water and the other water in the reel. It's a really good idea. A lot of self-promotion on O'Neill Outside. Otherwise, how do I make money doing this and getting up at 2:30 in the morning? This is O'Neill. More calls when we return. We'll be back. Welcome back. This is a short little spot here in the program before we get to the second hour. And a great question waiting for us to handle is, I believe, it's Dawn, and she's calling from somewhere in Hall County with a great question. Dawn, good morning. You're on O'Neill Outside. Welcome.
Good morning. It's Donna.
I
hate coyotes. I hate coyotes. We've talked about that. What I'm calling about today, though, is for the second time, I've had a seriously injured deer that's been hit by a car show up next to my house. I live in a rural part of Hall County, and if I'd had a gun, I thought I would have been doing a kindness to put this very injured hobbling deer out of its misery.
Uh-huh.
And I where do you start? I have no idea what to buy. I don't have a gun. I had a foreman. I called him, and he came out and had no luck finding this very injured deer. But I heard the coyotes, who are the bane of my existence, howling that night. And I thought, I don't know. Do I just walk into Walmart and say to the person there, "I have"?
No,
I don't know.
This is what you have to do. Now, we're talking about rules in Georgia, okay?
Yeah.
The state of Georgia, the Department of Natural Resources, own that deer. So you can't...
But the sheriff has no interest at all. I call them.
You did call the DNR?
Yeah. No, the sheriff. I've talked to DNR. It's an act of Congress to get somebody...
And what did they tell you to do, Donna?
The sheriff told me if it was involved in a car accident, they would come out and kill it.
Right.
But I said there was no crash on my road. There was just a seriously injured deer.
I see.
And he said, shoot it. And I said, I don't know. I don't have a gun. He said, you get one. And so I'm calling you to ask, what is someone like me who's not a sharpsman supposed to purchase for a situation? This is the second time this has happened since Thanksgiving.
Instead of buying a gun only for that purpose, and I've only got about 10 seconds, is there no one that you can call, a friend or something, that can come and help dispatch that deer?
I did. They came the next day. It was not successful.
Okay. I got to go, but Donna, the state of Georgia owns that deer, and they're the ones that are supposed to dispose of it.
Oh, me.
I wouldn't say that. I got to go.